In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Extemba 360.
I am Turok!
Hey Jackson, hit us with that Xbox noise.
Bang, yang, yang.
That's exactly it.
I think you're right, dude.
And with that, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. And today marks the conclusion of Extemba 360.
It's sad. It's tragic to say goodbye.
It's heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching.
I'm weeping. I'm maudlin. I'm sobbing.
As eagle-eared listeners may have noticed, eagles famously have great ears.
Yeah, they gotta hear the wind and stuff.
This is a car episode as we drive
driving
from Sydney to Melbourne.
We're tooling around, baby.
We are tooling around, we're fooling around, we're drifting, we're jumping, we're driving. And as always, for Extemba 360, we're joined by not one, but two special guests.
The specialists.
Guests number one is the host of D&D Is for Nerds.
That's right.
And a big-time gamer and a big-time lover of the Xbox 360. Yeah. It's Adam Carnevale.
Hello.
Welcome.
And our second guest is a man that an exorcism could not get us free from.
Yeah.
The fart ghost himself, Hayden Bleachmore.
Hello, gamers. It's
welcome.
Me.
Welcome
a
back.
Ghost.
And this week we are looking at Crackdown.
Whoa.
And other games.
So, for a long period of time, JD, we had this belief that well, nobody in the world had ever played Crackdown.
This actually predates Thumb Cramps.
It does.
An original podcast idea we had was, nobody has ever played Crackdown.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was, has anyone ever played Crackdown?
And then, both fantastic names.
And I think the idea was that every episode we...
Had a guest?
We had a guest who said they had played Crackdown. And we were like, no, you haven't. I think that was so the premise crazy. Of the show.
Show's got legs.
I think another early version of the podcast was, we have guests that haven't played Crackdown because has anybody ever played Crackdown? Yeah. No. And then we're like, what do we think Crackdown is?
Yeah, because like Crackdown was one of those games that was such an Xbox 360 game, so you sort of saw it everywhere, and people had it in their house, but you never really knew what the hell was going on. And there was a Crackdown 2, and there's a Crackdown 3 now.
Yeah.
But you were like, what the hell is Crackdown?
What the hell is Crackdown?
Yeah.
And that show never got off the ground because Adam... One day was like, I've played Crackdown. This is what happened.
Yeah, and we were like, you killed our dream.
Well, you finished Crackdown?
Yeah, I finished Crackdown. I know what the secret ending is.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, I started playing Crackdown while we were in Sydney. It was really hard to squeeze in between all the Just Cause 2 that
it
was happening.
It was difficult. Yeah.
We clocked up 17 hours of Just Cause 2 over
so
the week
much.
We were in Sydney.
That's a part-time job.
Yeah.
We liked the game.
We did.
Hopefully there will be a review of that coming up at some point in Extemba 360.
I would really hope so.
Yeah.
Has anyone reviewed it yet?
Well, much like, has anyone ever played Crackdown? The answer to that, Adam, is no, but now they have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I finally played Crackdown.
I'm
tracked
excited.
It down from a secondhand store for $10, was immediately reminded that the only people that did play the original Crackdown were people like Adam Carnivale, guest of today's episode, who purchased it because it had an access to Halo 3 beta.
Oh, that's not why I played it, no.
Why'd
Never
you play
mind.
It?
I played it well after I'd finished Halo 3.
Did
I got
you just
it
think
separately.
It looked good? Was that the idea?
I don't remember why.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, that's fair enough. What else are you going
to
play?
Yeah, got to do something to fill the time.
Did you enjoy playing it, Adam?
I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'll jump in there because I've played it recently, as in a couple of days ago. And it's a very strange game.
Yeah, it seemed
weird.
It's
very Xbox 360 era. It's gritty. You play a special forces guy that works for the agency.
You're like a super cop.
Yeah, but also you're not on the side of the police or the criminals. You're on a third side.
Okay.
And it much like a lot of games we've played this X-Tember 360-y, it does just kind of feel like Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City and San Andreas were huge, so why not try and make that but more awesome?
It is crazy to remember that that was basically, like, a lot of the 360's sort of library was, can we achieve the same thing as Grand Theft Auto? And that some of those franchises are still going is so weird to think about.
Yeah, so obviously, like, Saints Row is a big Xbox 360 game. You got Crackdown. You got Just Cause.
Yeah.
You probably got others.
Jak and Daxter 2. I don't know if that was a 360 game, but they tried to do GTA
with
it.
That's a PS2 game.
Oh, yeah. So Jak and Daxter 3.
That's a PS2 game.
Jak and Daxter The Frontier.
Also, Jak and Daxter 3 is called Jak X, isn't it?
No, that's the racing one. Nice try. Ba-ba, wrong.
I think Crackdown is very interesting because it was kind of doing what Saints Row eventually did before Saints Row.
So you play as a super soldier, I guess. So when you start, you already have enhanced abilities, but as the game progresses and you get experience in certain areas, those abilities are leveled up. It does something a little different from most games. Well, I guess it just has experience points that are very specific. So if you shoot a bad guy, you get experience in gun.
Oh,
if you run over a bad guy, you get experience in car.
Like Skyrim.
Yeah, okay.
If you pick up a pole and throw it at a bad guy,
you
get experience in lift and throw.
That's still pretty funny.
If you jump around and run around heaps, nothing happens. But if you hit if you find the athletic tokens or gems or whatever they're called, you get a bonus in athletics.
That's funny, because that's clearly like, they were like, oh, well, and when you run around, you'll level up. And they were like, wait a second, you're always running around. We got to separate it.
Yeah, and basically, so on the screen at all times, there's 6 bars, which are all your different experiences. And when they get to 100, it automatically levels up and enhances your abilities. In my 2 or 3 hours, I only leveled up one thing, and that was jump.
Okay, you're doing a lot of jumping.
I was doing a lot of jumping. And we're jumping to areas that had those gems on it got them. I love to get a gem.
Yeah.
Grab that gem. That's my catchphrase.
Hayden's famous catchphrase, grab that gem.
Grab that gem. Yeah, that is true.
Did you find the game? Something I noticed as I was watching you play is that, and I'd completely forgotten, is that it takes a lot to knock you down.
Yeah, well, it's kind of tricky. And Just Cause 2 has this too, which is like, if you're just taking on like 1 or 2 guys, your health barely is touched. It has a health system similar to Halo as well, where you've got an energy shield and then your actual health.
Oh, but imagine if your actual health also goes back up.
Yeah, so it both regenerate, which is different from Halo.
Weird.
Yeah, so I did die at points, but I think the most common cause of death was believing I could jump off very high buildings.
Another thing, and hey, this happened in Just Cause 2, and you know I love we're talking about Just Cause 2, but this happened in Just Cause 2 as well. Is that it seemed like if there were areas on the map that if you found yourself, it was a real hassle to get back to the other areas of the map.
Yeah, so there was one mission I was doing where, similar to Just Cause 2, I'm seeing some similarities between these two games.
I love that we're talking about it.
It is funny.
Yeah, people are happy. They're like, man, I just love that someone's talking about Just Cause 2.
Yeah, finally.
So, like, you have to take over, I guess, bases. You reclaim them from bad gangs. And there's, like, in Just Cause 2, it's like a colonel, I believe.
Yeah.
Where in this, it's like a gang leader.
Right.
And those bases, full of guys, you got to kill your way through there, kill the main guy.
Unless
and
you're disguised, right?
There's disguises?
Huh?
Yeah. Maybe I'm remembering this wrong, but I think you can get a gang car and then pretend like you're there.
Oh, okay.
Or like you're supposed to be there, and you can get a lot closer without having to fight anyone.
Well,
I'm guessing it's a mechanic you didn't use much because you didn't need to use it.
I was stealing gang cars all the time, and they still shot at me. So I don't know if that's a thing later on.
It's something that you need to build up with very... Because I did see definitely when you got into gang cars sometimes, it was like 50% disguise or something.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. I guess I low-looked this game accidentally.
Whoa.
Just that one part. Maybe.
How was it?
Well, I'm embarrassed so bad.
Oh.
And maybe something that you should consider feeling more in the future, Jackson.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's capable of it.
As long as you're thinking about getting embarrassed in the future, yeah, I'm staying winning.
I'm thinking maybe feeling shame at some point.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe. Now's a good time for you to start thinking about getting into feeling shame.
I'm thinking about it.
It does feel a bit more cartoony than like a Grand Theft Auto or even Just Cause 2, to be honest. And I think it's just because of the way your character moves. You're so strong and you jump so high and you run so fast.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess like Prototype, except that you're like a superhero slash villain, yeah. So it's a bit different. The mission variety at first was non-existent. It was the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
A lot of the vehicles, and again, this is a Just Cause 2 criticism, steer and control like shit.
Yeah,
I did like some of the exploration stuff. The map was very boring very quickly, and yes, you could easily drive off a ramp into like the sea. You don't die.
Then
it takes you so long.
Yeah, at least Just Cause 2 has a grappling hook so you can get back up pretty quick. In this, but you know, maybe down the track with Crackdown, because you can like improve your jump and maybe you'd be doing huge jumps all over the map. I don't know.
One thing at one point the experience meters are on the screen, obviously.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where I thought I was getting experience for running over pedestrians.
Yeah.
So I killed about 18 and then realized very quickly that, no, I was losing experience.
And making the cops mad. Yeah?
Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, even though the cops are on your side most of the time, if you steal a cop car, kill innocent civilians, or kill a cop, they turn on you.
But I thought you are the cop, aren't you?
No,
in the same...
you weren't listening at the start of the review.
Oh.
You're a third thing. You're the agency.
Oh. Yeah, you're different guys.
But the cops have the agency logo on them.
You're a third thing.
I think
but
it's
the game
like a
has
RoboCop.
The logo on it.
I think it's like a RoboCop situation.
Yeah.
In what way?
You shoot people's dicks off.
As in, you're like a cop,
plus.
Like a corporate...
Oh,
officers,
right.
Okay,
I see what
thing.
You mean.
Yeah, the vibe, like, the vibe of the world is pretty RoboCop-y.
Yeah.
Like, everything's been taken over by gangs and...
Shoot them with your gun.
Yeah.
Was this a thing in the later Crackdowns, and I just missed it? Did you ever fight mutants?
So, Adam.
Yes.
We're all just going to take a walk back to the start of this episode.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we're going to revisit the conversation where Jackson and I, for years, kept threatening to start a podcast... called Has Anyone Ever Played Crackdown?
Yeah.
And our belief was that no one has ever played Crackdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have played Crackdown 1 this week. My experience with the game is I've played Crackdown 1 for a couple of hours this week.
Uh-huh.
I cannot take any questions about this series.
Okay.
I would recommend pulling out your little machine and typing it in.
Yeah. Are there mutants in Crackdown?
I'm just about to do that right now.
That will give you the answer you seek. I am not a man. I'm not a well of knowledge in this game, unfortunately.
Yeah.
At the best of times, I could not really tell what was happening.
It did seem extremely confusing a lot of the time watching you play.
It throws you into the game in a way where when the game starts, you're in the middle of a mission, which is quite like Grand Theft Auto does the same thing.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't really explain anything after the mission ends, and there's no, like... There is a story, obviously, but it doesn't... Unlike Grand Theft Auto, it doesn't do, like, the in medias res mission and then follow it immediately with, like, an introduction mission.
Yeah.
It's like, you've done this mission and now go kill this guy, and you're like, huh?
It kind of feels like every mission is an ambient mission.
Yeah.
But they're all... They don't really tell you where to go and what to do.
Yeah. Well, it comes up on your map, but there's also stuff like there's no way markers, so you can't, like, get directed. Some of the icons on the map are kind of misleading.
Yeah.
And when you get to the close to the area, it becomes really hard to pinpoint exactly where you're meant to be going. Yeah. It felt good to jump big, though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and let me tell you, the fact you can pick up dead bodies and throw them as weapons... Big tick.
Oh, dude, it's one of the best things in a game to be able to pick up a dead body.
And just throw it.
And just, like, yeet it around.
You can just throw it. It kills a guy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's awesome. It's
more,
awesome.
All right, quick question. Picking up a guy and throwing him, more, less, or about as fun as using the grappling hook thing to stick a guy to things.
Oh, true.
I never stuck a guy to things in Just Cause 2.
What? You're missing out.
I was too busy.
You gotta stick the guy to the rocket, then shoot the thing, and then they go up into space.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I assume they go up to space.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
They definitely couldn't blow up.
No. Yeah, well, where else are they going?
When you go up enough, you're in space.
That's true. But yeah, Crackdown... Yeah, I'm just thinking about Crackdown. Yum. Yum, yum.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yeah.
We should, maybe we should have you can give it a thumb amount, or you can say yum, yum. It's another way to review the game.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum, actually.
I had fun with it, but it's the exact type of game that I want to get in there, mess around, and then... I don't really make any progress, and I have no desire to go back to it. But if it's there, I'll play it.
Do you think it had enough stuff in it to make messing around, like, enjoyable?
I hate to compare it to this game yet again.
Yeah.
But Just Cause 2, very big.
Yeah.
Crackdown, much, much smaller and denser.
Oh, yeah, that
is
cool.
But the stuff that it's dense with can be a bit annoying.
Mm.
Like, putting 30 pedestrians on the side of the road, cool. Yeah. But if I hit them, that's bad.
And it's kind of hard to become also, an obstacle.
That's not like a fun feature.
Would you be interested in playing, say, a Crackdown 3, where maybe they've had a chance, like knowing what the base game is like?
I think that like jumping into Crackdown 3 could be interesting just to see where the series has gone. And to be honest, I wouldn't mind playing the first and the last entries of lots of franchises like this just to see what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting to see where they started and where they ended up.
Yeah.
Resident Evil would be a wild one to do that.
I've done that before. Yeah. That's it's a first person now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it depends on which one you count as the most recent.
I don't know.
If you go
I'm sure it was the most recent at the time you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're going by number order, like Resident Evil versus Resident Evil 8... That's a totally different game. But if you go Resident Evil 1 to Resident Evil 4 Remake, not that different.
That's true.
A bit different.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, not tank controls anymore and a far more focus on action, but...
Yeah.
It feels like the same game series.
Whereas Resident Evil 8 feels like it could be something else. Yeah. Yeah, very, very true.
Crackdown, I've played it now. I still don't really know what's going on.
I still don't believe that many people have played Crackdown.
Yeah,
I
know that it did definitely, even though this doesn't reflect Adam's experience, I know it definitely sold well.
Yeah.
Aiden looks like he's disassociated.
I'm listening intently about Crackdown.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
I do believe, even though this wasn't Adam's experience, that a lot of the early Crackdown sales were people excited for the Halo 3 multiplayer beta.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have an Xbox 360 at the time.
Look, three thumbs for Crackdown. Definitely not... the best Xtember 360 game I played.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the worst, because it wasn't that motocross game that made me want to die.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did you even
play
that game, or did you just watch me and
he
Jackson
just watched
play?
It. No, he played it a bit.
He played it a bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I figured out how to do tricks.
Oh, that's right.
That we had you a did trick too. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that game sucks. Crackdown's fine. Three thumbs.
Nice. Ooh. Nice.
Jackson, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a game whose name I immediately forgot when you threw to me.
Mm-hmm.
Called possibly Sign...
Just Cause 2?
That's true. Sign Mora. So, it really can't be understated how much Crackdown... I mean, Just Cause 2 we played. It kind of consumed us, you know, like a weird way.
Well, every time I woke up, because a lot of times in Sydney, I would be the last to bed. So, therefore, one of the last people up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every single morning I woke up to someone playing Just Cause 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time if I left the house for any reason, I would come back to the house to someone playing Just Cause 2.
Yeah.
That's about right.
I remember I would wake up some mornings and I'd be lying in bed and I'd be like, I really want to have a shower, but I can tell someone's having a shower. And then as I woke up more, I'd be like, wait, no, someone's firing a machine gun in Just Cause 2. Never mind. And then I'd get up and the shower would be free.
Yeah.
But anyway, we played it to such an extent that it kind of became a bit much. And I really needed a break. And also, I knew I was doing this thumb cramps and needed a game that wasn't Just Cause 2.
Right.
But a lot of the other games, I was like, I don't know, it'll be like a Thief or a Tomb Raider, where I know there's like a long... tutorial mission that I probably can't be bothered doing. And Sign Mora, I didn't know what it was. So I was like, let's take a gamble, stab in the dark.
It's developed by a crazy company that you wouldn't expect.
Who developed it? I can't remember.
If someone's got their little machine handy...
Well, Jackson was just Googling it.
Yeah, I'll have
it. I feel like it's like... It might even... I don't think it's Kojima, but it's something like that.
So it's... how much did you play of it, JD?
I've only played... My first experience with it was at the start of Extember 360, because it was a free game with the Games with Gold program, rest in peace, a couple of years ago, probably at the end of my Xbox times. So I grabbed it and then never played it, but then I was like curious about what it was, because I didn't even know what type of game it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was pleasantly surprised when I opened it up, because it was a game with a crazy, crazy story, and the gameplay I just did not... expect.
Yeah, me neither.
Something about time sinking, I saw. Yeah,
so it's a...
You're trying to rescue your son from time, I think.
Yeah, it's a what do they call it? A shoot...
A shmup?
Side-scrolling shoot-em-up.
So it's a side-scrolling shoot-em-up.
Like R-Type.
Yeah.
Or other famous games in that franchise.
It's developed by Microsoft Studios, Calypso Media, and THQ Nordic, which But THQ is kind of maybe a little odd. I don't know.
No, that's not as weird as I thought. I thought it was like Kojima or Grasshopper Manifold. Like, I thought it was like someone that had made weirder games and they just dropped
there
this.
There might be
like,
somebody
why?
Involved. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, Grasshopper. Yeah, it's Grasshopper. Sorry, that's the developer. I was talking about the publishers. Yeah, the developer was Digital Reality, Grasshopper, and Manufacturer, so, which is really weird.
So Grasshopper is, yeah, No More Heroes, Killer is Dead, which you would have heard earlier in this Extember 360 journey. Lollipop Chainsaw, which for the horn dogs like Hayden, probably familiar with.
Yeah.
That's the cheerleader where you've got a chainsaw.
Cool. I don't know what it is, but that sounds cool.
And you've got your boyfriend Severed Head, who is still alive.
Oh. Hayden's trying to act cool, but he knows who this is.
Oh, I know. It's so bad.
So anyway, it's a side-scrolling shoot-em-up. You are in a little plane, which is a really cool design. Now, when I jumped into it, it said continue, and I didn't want to start again in case you had a save. So I don't know why I thought continuing your save was better. I don't know. It felt better than just deleting it. So I was like, okay. But that meant that I didn't get... If there's an intro to this game, I missed it.
There's an entire intro mission, which is the prologue.
Yeah.
And then there's a tutorial after that. And then I think I finished one or two levels. So it was still very early in the game.
It was only... Then I played from the beginning of chapter one. But it meant that I clearly missed the prologue and I was like, what the hell is going on? It took me a really long time to realize that the way your health works in the game is you have a timer in the top middle of the screen.
Yep.
It's always going down. And when it reaches zero, you die. And that's because I guess your time displaced in some way.
Yeah.
And there's checkpoints where it's like, oh, your time is stabilized and you're okay. And when you kill an enemy, you get some time on that timer. Mm-hmm. And when you take damage, you lose some time.
Mm-hmm. Just like in real life. Yeah.
Exactly.
And just like the movie In Time.
Yeah.
Starring Justin Timberlake and... Olivia Wilde?
Maybe. It would have been a great name for the main character of that movie. Justin Time.
Dude.
Justin Time.
Was it Mila Kunis in that movie?
Oh, yes. It's Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. Yeah.
Did you guys get the joke? Because you guys didn't.
Tell it to me again.
No, yeah, because Justin.
I'll laugh this time.
Tell it to me again. Maybe I'll get it this time.
So the movie, what's the movie called?
It's called In Time.
In Time. Okay.
Yeah.
And the guy's name is Justin Time. Right.
I would find that distracting because the actor's name is Justin.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it doesn't
work.
What
about an actor for that movie whose name is Justin Time?
Okay.
If the actor was Justin Time.
Now it's
Justin
good.
Justin Timberlake. His name's nearly Justin Time. That's
Justin Time.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
anyway, so yeah, it's a side-scrolling shoot-em-up with that kind of fun time mechanic. You can also sometimes when you defeat like an enemy ship, you will get a boost to your time.
There's also weapon power-ups.
Yeah, weapon power-ups. But I think for each individual ship...
Also, for those paying attention at home, we did just cross... And this truly does mark the end of Extember 360.
Yeah.
We just crossed to the border.
We are now in Victoria.
Now they've got to tell us where the speed cameras are.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, you get weapon power-ups, and you have one fun little ability, which is you can kind of slow down time for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's limited, and once you use it, it's done, but it is a fun ability, and it makes some of those bullet hell kind of moments quite enjoyable. The timer health thing is at once really fun and really annoying. Like, I actually really liked it. There were quite a few boss fights where, because my time was running out, and the only way for me to make it go...
That's like that song.
Whoa, Justin Timberlake.
I know that song from the soundtrack of SWAT.
Starring Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Colin Time.
Is it Joey Renner. In that? Joey from Friends? Is he in SWAT?
How you doing?
Joey from Friends?
Yeah, isn't he in
not
the SWAT
to my memory.
Movie?
Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Not to my memory.
Could
maybe.
I be any more SWAT? I'm that's got, Joey pretending to be Chandler, pretending to be in SWAT.
It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Are you thinking of the movie Stealth? I get those two movies confused.
Whatever the one Joey Tribbiani is the one I'm thinking of.
Okay, fair enough.
Friends?
I don't think
yes,
he's in
the Friends
Stealth
Joey?
Movie.
The spin-off of From Friends?
Where he lives with his cousin?
Yeah.
I'm driving directly into the sun and can't see shit.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Awesome. Yeah, so because you're the only way to get your timer up is to do damage,
uh-huh.
In boss fights, it just makes you play really aggressively.
Uh-huh.
And there were so many times where it came down to that last second, and as it's, you know, going running down to that last second, I'm trying desperately to finish off like a turret or whatever. So I really like that.
Yeah.
The story, because I didn't have the prologue, I was like, I don't know what's happening. So yeah. I don't really pay heaps of attention
and
to it.
Jackson, let me tell you, the way the story is told, you would not have paid any attention to it either.
Well, I imagine that's because there's big chunks of text.
There's big chunks of text.
It's narrated in a different language.
Yeah. It also, on top of all of that, there is cutscenes, which you would have skipped.
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I know he did. I watched.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there is no chance in hell you would have paid any attention anyway. So don't stress about the story.
Very funny watching you be like... You said this. You were like, I don't really understand what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think... without any sense of irony, you were at that very moment hammering A, going through, trying to skip through a conversation tree as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Well, you know.
How? Okay, I know we've been down this path a lot.
Okay.
But how do you want a game to tell you the story?
Through,
especially in, okay, this is a shoot 'em up.
Yeah.
So you're not talking to anyone in-game.
Well, I think I probably would have paid attention to the story if I was... one, if I'd had the prologue.
Sure.
And two, if I was playing it sort of like by myself, you know, at my own leisure.
Okay, so the answer is you would never have paid any attention to the story. And that's fair enough.
Playing it for this, I was like, well, I just want to get to the gameplay. That's what I'm here to review.
Surely,
don't you review the whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
This
package.
Is something I thought about. I've thought about since I did my Ghost Recon Wildlands review.
Yeah.
Where you were like, I was talking about how the story upset me. And you were like, well, why not just skip the story? Then it's not, I'm not really doing a review, am I?
Well, I mean, you're reviewing what counts for me. If I was listening to your review and you started talking to me about the story of Ghost Recon Wildlands, I would be like, that doesn't interest me.
Skip 30.
I want to know if the gameplay is good, because that, as a gamer, is what I'm about. And that's why my reviews exist, for the gamers out there that are like me. They're like, they're low-looking games. They don't care about the story so much. They just want to know if the gameplay is fun. And can I just say, Sign Mora, the gameplay is fun. I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I liked shoot 'em ups, but maybe I do.
They're a pretty big, low-looking game.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of what I liked about it, is that I didn't have to pay heaps of attention, but I had to pay, like, the right amount of attention. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was fun. Like, I seriously think... I don't know if it's on the Switch. If it is, I probably will get this on the Switch.
I believe it is an Xbox exclusive.
That's... no, I think actually I was just... you know what? I literally looked at what it was on, and I think it's on the PlayStation 4 as well. But anyway, I'll see if I can get it somewhere, because it feels like a very good on the couch, pick it up, try and do a mission, drop it down, get distracted, go get a sandwich, whatever.
Something, a test worth doing, perhaps, with you.
Yeah.
That's such a slack.
ADHD
job.
Test?
That as well. But just when I jumped in, you looked over at me like there was nary a thought troubled you or had ever troubled you. Like you didn't have you were not someone bothered by an abundance of thought, shall we say. It was just a very funny expression.
Yeah.
Anyway, have you considered, or you should try, give this a test.
All right.
Instead of looking for a low-looking game or thinking about it as like, I like low-looking games.
Yeah.
Try this. See if this works
for
you.
I'll try this on for size.
Find games that don't have anything in the way of downtime. I don't think this game, from watching it, maybe I'm wrong, I don't think it's a low-looking game. I think you need to be paying attention constantly, and I think that's maybe what you locked in.
That's
on.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
I think
yeah.
the game, like, to give an example, something like The Long Dark, which right. you do also like, so maybe this isn't a great example.
I love that
but
game.
But The Long Dark has long stretches
Dude,
of moments.
I freaking love that game.
Yeah.
The Long Dark has long stretches of moments where you're getting from A to B.
Yeah.
And in those moments, your brain kind of just shuts down.
Yeah.
And it's not really.
It's got to keep moving.
Yeah. And I think what you appreciated maybe about this game
yeah.
is that there are always bullets on screen.
Yes, I do like that.
You cannot stop moving.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe, see, if thinking about it like that helps you at all.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll try that out.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find games where I'm never not doing something. But also that something can't be boring.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah. And that something can't be, like, making a potion or reading a book.
Well, I feel like, yeah, like a, what do you call it, a border crossing game.
A Papers, Please?
Papers, Please. Like a Papers, Please, maybe,
yeah.
is not that sort.
Because no.
It's but, like you're...
Well, it's
you're
kind of like when I played This yeah. is the Police, and I killed so many good cops out there.
Is it because you weren't reading?
Yeah, no, well, yes.
Because that's, yeah, it's different.
The way those poor cops died is that... Somebody was like, you need to put out a hit on this dirty cop. And so I set up an explosion at like a site. And then because I was so stressed, because I kept getting problems every day, I just sent out like 5 cops to the explosion site. Not including the cop who I needed to kill because he stayed home that day.
I don't know why you've rewritten this in your brain, but you were dirty and they were ratting you out.
Okay. So anyway. I was like, I need to get rid of them.
Yeah,
I
think
I remember what playing, just clicking madly, and I would play the same piece of classical music every day to drive myself further insane.
This is the Police and Papers, Please are games, not games where you're constantly, not just where you're constantly doing something,
yeah.
but where you're constantly processing information.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try that. Sign Mora, I'm going to go like 3 thumbs and a knock. I had a really good time with
good.
It. No, what? 4 thumbs. 4 thumbs.
Nice.
Whoa!
I really liked it. I thought it was heaps of fun, and I liked the designs of everything, and I liked how engaged my brain became when I was playing it.
That's awesome.
And to be honest, I reckon, again, if I was playing it by myself, I might read through the story because the story seemed weird and kind of interesting. So I might give it a, like, the chances are higher, you know?
Whoa!
Yeah. So yeah, 4 thumbs.
Hell yeah.
Simon was mad.
And Adam, what have you been playing?
I've also got to look this up because it's a bit of a mouthful of a name and okay. I want to get it right. So I have been playing... Oh, no. I googled the mutants thing right now. I have been playing Forza Horizon 2 Presents Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a classic. It's been delisted from the Xbox store for quite some time due to licensing expiring.
Well, thankfully, you somehow had access to it on Xbox 360.
Don't worry, I got you sorted, brother.
Oh, yeah.
So it is an entirely standalone game
yep.
based on, I assume, Forza Horizon 2, but with a Fast and Furious spin
yep.
yeah, okay.
on it. So I, similarly to Jackson, because it was on your Xbox 360,
mm-hmm.
I encountered the issue of, oh no, I'm playing Joel's save game.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to, like...
Don't want to override just his in case, Fast and Furious
save. Just in case Joel is a massive Fast and Furious yeah. head, I don't want to, yeah, muck with your save file. So instead of actually doing any races, I just... Because there's a big map, and I really appreciate this in a racing game. A racing game that is basically open world.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
You feel the opposite to me.
Yeah, so I enjoyed just... I tested out the cars that you had,
yep.
that you had access to, and I just drove around kind of almost creating my own races, if you will. Like, there's an airfield way up in the north part of the map, and I just tried to get to there as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Didn't do a great job. So I don't... So first off, this is more of a, shall we say, first impressions
okay,
rather
fair
than a
enough.
Full review.
Well, people are dying for a first impression of Forza Horizon 2 Presents Fast and Furious.
A game from, I want to say 2005. That's a guess, though. I have no idea.
Yeah, it'd be around then.
Yeah. Anyway, so my first impressions are thus.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun driving around. I'm honestly glad I didn't do a race because I could tell I'm not good at it.
Yeah,
I don't play many racing games. Like, this might be the first racing game I've played in, I want to say, maybe since 2005.
Damn.
Maybe not that long, actually.
How Fast and the Furious was it?
I believe it's just the cars from the
game.
Yeah,
it's just the cars. Okay. I kept trying to look because you can get different angles of the car. Oh, another thing that this game did that I really appreciate is it gives you a view of inside the car where you're holding the steering wheel.
Oh, that's cool.
I love that. I don't know, something about it.
That's good. I agree.
That's a view I have right now.
Yeah, it's immersive.
I kept trying to look at from a third-person view. I kept trying to look in the car. Your character does maybe look a little bit like Vin Diesel. It definitely looks like you're wearing the black short sleeve shirt that he always wears.
Playing Dominic Toretto. Yeah,
but I have. Yeah, aside from that, because like I said, I was too scared to start a mission.
Yeah,
I have no idea if you actually are canonically
playing
Vin
Dom.
Diesel.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, like I said, I very quickly found out that if you just floor it when you're on mud, doesn't do much.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
that's
cool.
That's also immersive.
Yeah. It doesn't do a lot. You don't go very quick, very fast.
Shout out to all my getting bogged friends out there.
Yeah.
I've never been bogged, but it seems funny, but then depressing.
Shout out to mud.
Yeah, shout out to mud. Quick shouts to mud. Yeah, when you're dry and you're dirt.
I got
no time for you.
Yeah, but
when you're wet and you're mud, that's awesome.
Big ups to mud. Okay?
Big ups to mud.
Big ups to mud from the back of the car.
Mud, this one's going out to you. Mud, you were real OG.
Yeah. Mud's the real G.
Wrecks your boots, wrecks your tires.
Yeah. It's also a great movie starring Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's true. Shout out to Mud. So shout out to Mud in this week's episode of Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mud.
This one goes out to Mud.
Mud Toba next time.
Yeah, Mud Toba? Yeah, good idea.
Shout out to Mud.
We just play in the mud.
Today we're reviewing Mud Pies.
I pretended mine was cow shit, and I was a farmer, and I was like, oh, I gotta move all this cow shit.
Yeah, dude.
Gross.
Two thumbs. Sorry, Adam, please continue your Fast and the Furious review.
Fast and the Furious, that's right. So I did a lot of, because at one point, and trying to get to the airfield up in the north, I was like, oh, I think I could take a little detour through this field. I definitely could not.
Yeah.
It is, shall we say, rather than a true open world, it is a partial open world.
Yeah, that's fair.
As I kept encountering, I'd be like, oh, I just want to cut through here. But the game's like, actually, no, you really only allowed on the roads.
Oh, that's disappointing.
There are a few parts I don't understand what... At first, when I was driving through, I started out in the major city in the south.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's based on France. So I think it's Nice that I was in. But anyway, I...
Could be Lyon.
Sorry?
Could be Lyon.
Oh, maybe.
That's a French southern.
Oh, so.
Wake me up when you're playing your nephew.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nice. One for the fellas.
Yeah.
Shout outs to nephews.
Shout out to nephews.
Shout out to nephews.
This is a great one if you're the son of an uncle.
An uncle?
If you're the son of an uncle or a son of an aunt.
Shout outs.
Real, shout outs, you're a real one.
This episode goes out to all the nephews out there that are listening.
Especially if you're playing in mud.
Yeah, if you're playing in mud, shout out to mud.
you guys are all nephews?
I'm a nephew.
I'm also an uncle to a nephew.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm no uncle.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you'll never be an uncle.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus.
That's a messed up thing to say to me, dude.
Dude, it's
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I know you have uncle vibes, but you will never be an uncle.
Damn,
no one
dude.
Will ever call you uncle.
Even if your brother has kids, you will not be their uncle.
They'll call you a family friend.
Wow. They will address you as Mr. Jackson.
Our family friend.
Damn, this is pretty devastating stuff. Shout out to Mud!
So yeah, quick shout out to all the nephews, quick shout out to Mud, quick shout out to Adam for his Fast and Furious review.
Yeah.
So did you have a good time just cruising around?
Sorry, I'm still wrapping my head around son to an uncle.
In a way, we are sons to uncles. If
if you've got cousins.
Dad has a brother who has kids.
I'm the son of an uncle.
I'm the son of an uncle. Yeah, I am, though.
Yeah.
We all are.
Too,
are
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yes. My dad is an uncle to some people.
And
I am my dad's son.
No, that's kind of more like saying father to a nephew.
Well, you can be a father to a nephew.
Yeah.
I actually think that's impossible.
No.
Not your own nephew, but a nephew.
A nephew. My dad. I am someone's nephew.
I hate
my
to break
dad
it.
Is my dad. I am.
If
he
so
is a father
facto.
To a nephew. Shout out to nephews. Shout out to Mud. Okay, Adam, please. How many thumbs?
I'm going to say Three thumbs.
That's pretty generous.
Yeah, it actually sounds nice the way you played it. I have no recollection of ever playing this game, but I knew it was there. And I'm glad someone did play it. And yeah. I'm also glad that you played it in a way that's the least Fast and Furious.
I had a lot of fun. There are... I don't know what the purpose of them are, but some cars will spawn in the world. There'll be a little dot on your minimap, and it'll... Quite clearly, it's modeled off your Facebook friends. And I had a lot of fun slamming into them.
That's good. That is good.
That's awesome.
And Hayden, what are you reviewing? And also, are you the son of an uncle?
I am the son of an uncle. I was going to say I'm also the father of a nephew, but I'm not.
I am the nephew of a son.
Yes, that's
true. I'm the nephew of a son. Yeah. I'm the nephew of a father, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been playing the Saturday Quiz.
Oh!
This is a... game where
it is a game. I don't know why you got so stressed about
yeah
that.
It's a game.
It's a quiz game, and so basically it's just a newspaper style quiz that gets texted to you every day. It's an Australian one, so there's a lot of Australian questions.
Are we gonna do it now?
No, we already did it.
Oh, I thought you just had your phone open, so I'm not gonna do it on episode.
So
that's okay.
It's the website is saturdayquiztime.com.au, and you subscribe there and you pay like $50, and every week for a year it texts you a 25-question quiz, and it rocks. You get it. I think it gets sent like probably like 6 a.m. Saturday or something. So you wake up Saturday morning, you get yourself a cup of coffee, and me and my partner, we get into bed, and we do the quiz in bed, and it's nice.
That's an awesome way to start your Saturday.
Hell, it is a great
wake
way to start.
Up. Get out of bed. Have a coffee, famously an upper. Go back to bed.
Usually the coffee will be brought to me. I'm a very lucky man.
That's very cute. I can't help but notice I don't get an invite.
Yeah, what the hell?
Sorry, mate.
It takes place in bed. It
takes place in bed. That's a no-Adam zone.
You hearing this?
Yeah, what the hell? I'm someone's son nephew too.
I'm gonna start doing the Saturday. If this review is positive, I'm gonna start doing the Saturday quiz, but invite all of my housemates into my bed.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
You go.
Good on you.
And
sharing is caring.
The beautiful thing about the Saturday quiz is you can do it however you like it. So we do that, and we also have friends who do it. So you send each other your scores, and that's nice. You go, hey, I got 17 out of 25. Like, ooh, I got 18 out of 25. And you go, cool.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It was fun doing it. You know, we did it together at the kitchen table.
Yes.
In lieu of your partner.
Yeah. You guys were my girlfriends.
Yeah.
And nice. I noticed we didn't do it in bed.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
You didn't have a huge bed
well,
there.
I had a single bed in Sydney, so I wouldn't have fit.
Coward.
Yeah.
It's just like it's really nicely laid out as well. It looks cool. The quiz is like it's you know like a newspaper quiz. It is just like honor based. So basically, you say you know what's the question. You know, question one from this week's quiz was what term describes a full moon in a calendar? Oh, sorry, what term describes a second full moon in a calendar month? And then you just guess the answer with your pals, and then you say, oh, I think it's a blue moon. And then you reveal the answer, and you tick the box if you got it right, or you don't tick it if you got it wrong, and it tells you how many people got it correct. So I guess you could cheat and lie, but why would you?
That would be a pretty funny thing to do.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
Like something my nana would have done, but she's dead, so that's okay.
So who's really
because
winning?
Of the
Saturday
cheating?
Quiz?
She's dead because of the Saturday quiz.
But I like this because like it's such a thing. I feel like I remember when I was in year 12 for some reason. Every Monday, like just a bunch of us would gather together in the like year 12 common room, and we would do the Saturday quiz, or the quiz that was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's such a classic thing, is to do the newspaper quiz.
It's cool.
Right.
So it's nice that they're like, hey, here's just the quiz.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, the quiz with no faff, no stinky news with it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's good because it is sort of, not all the time, but like so it's broken down into five different sections. And the sections are seemingly random. So the first five questions was about the moon.
Mm-hmm.
The second question was about boy bands. So there's five questions about boy bands. Then there's a politics section. So the categories obviously change every week. So some of the time it's like news-based, so stuff from the week. But mostly it's not. It's just general knowledge. It's the best. It also gives you like your final score and the day's average. So you can sort of see how well you did.
See how you're comparing.
Else.
Cool.
Could you see yourself signing up to multiple of these, or do you think one is the perfect amount?
I think one is probably the perfect amount. I think it's something I look forward to, but I think if I had a quiz every day, you know, it's too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
What else can I say about the quiz?
Hey, you don't have
it
to
just
say
rocks.
Else
it's
if you don't
great.
Want to.
If that's enough, baby, that's all there is, then that's all there
what
is.
What was your favorite question?
From today's quiz?
Well, no, from any quiz.
Well, I think of the one, my favorite one from today. It's just a, it's a, yeah, the other thing about the quiz is what you got to do is you can't get too hung up on it because who cares, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so a lot of the time we run into a thing, so my partner's the worst at this. Well, she'll, will be the question will be like, you know, what does this thing mean? And then she'll tell me three different possible answers, and then we'll lock onto a fourth answer. And we'll be like, okay, lock it in, and then we'll reveal the answer was one of the things she said before. And she'll be like, I knew it! Like, no, you didn't know it.
Doesn't
you
count.
You said it, but
doesn't
you didn't count. Know it. And then she'll be like, oh, but we can count that, can't we? No, we cannot count that.
You need to have
that.
Confidence you in your
lock
answer.
It in.
You know?
Or she'll suggest something. And then, and this happened with us as well.
Uh-huh.
Someone will suggest something, and then we'll get talked out of it, and the original answer was the right one.
Yeah.
Like today, sorry, not today. I don't know what I'm saying today. It was a couple of days ago. The question was, because it was in the moon section, it was, which day is associated with the moon? And I said, I think it's probably Monday, because it's probably like moon day.
Yeah.
And then Joel's like, no, it's Thursday, Lunar Thursday. I'm like, okay, I believe it. You said it with such confidence. We revealed the answer, and it's Monday, from the Old English, moon day.
And also, it happened twice in this quiz, because there was one about when first lunar park in Australia opened, which is a theme. An amusement park. There's two.
Yeah.
There's one in Melbourne and one in Sydney. Shout out to Sydney.
Shout out to Sydney, dude.
It'll live forever.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was opened in, what decade did it open? I was like, it's either 1890 or 1910. And then everyone was like, there's definitely 1890. And I was like, okay. And then it was 1910.
Yeah.
Happened a third time when it was like, what game show was featured on the movie The Castle, you'd seen very recently.
Yeah, I was like, it's definitely Wheel of Fortune, but wrong.
Price is right. Yeah. Yeah, that's my review of the Saturday quiz. I think it's in Australia. Well, it's definitely an Australian company.
Yeah, the .au kind of gives away the Australia part.
Yeah, and also all the questions about Australian news.
How many thumbs?
It's saturdayquiztime.com.au. You get a free trial. I really, really like it. I'm happy to give him a big old plug. Get around it.
Yeah, nice. Sick.
10 thumbs, game of the year.
Yum, mackerel.
Just quickly, Hayden, what's your best ever score?
Best ever score, I don't know. I think probably like 20, low 20s, I reckon. I've never gotten perfect 25
what's
out of
max?
25.
25.
Oh, 25, right.
Yeah.
Okay,
what's the lowest score, do you know?
What's the lowest score?
Yeah. What's the range here?
We've had some stinkers. I think we've gone as low as sort of 12, 13.
That's pretty stinky.
There was one, because a lot of the time, one of the sections would just basically be 50-50.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair.
And we got all of the 50-50 questions wrong.
Wow.
Which is as hard to do as getting them all right.
Statistically speaking, unlikely.
Yeah. Mm.
That's awesome. Good game.
Great
game of the year. 10 thumbs. That's
game
huge, dude.
Game of the year. It's your GOTY.
GOTY. Gotti, dude. That's very
exciting.
That's
awesome. Yeah. And Jackson, you know what else is exciting?
Yeah.
Can you see the car approaching us?
I can, but before that car gets to us, I think it's time for us to announce our winner of X-Tember 360.
Oh my god, of course. Lucky that car's quite far away.
It's quite far away. I can't see it.
You've got great eyesight.
Yeah.
I can barely see
it. Come to us. Good eyesight. Eyes like an eagle, Joel Dusha has, they say.
Driving. Yeah.
But I think it's important to announce the winner of this year's X-Tember 360. Obviously, every year does have a winner every X-Tember.
Yep.
And this winner, I get the prestigious honor of announcing, no surprise to anybody, that the winner of this year's X-Tember 360 is Just Cause 2! Congratulations, Just Cause 2.
Thumb Cramps' Xbox 360 Game of the Year.
Yeah, it's our Xbox 360 Game of the Year.
Prestigious.
Let's hear that jingle.
Oh, yeah, that jingle.
Yeah, let's hear the jingle.
It's 360, 360, Game of the Year, Game of the Year, 360. I'm predicting the Game of the Year this year, it'll be Halo 2. 360, the song predicts what's gonna be. 360, Game of the Year, 360.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much. Thank
That's
you
a long
much.
Theme.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also it's the only theme that has incorrectly predicted the winner.
Yeah, very
I can't
impressive.
Think of a
That's crazy.
Single other jingle for an award where it guesses what the winner is and gets it wrong.
Yeah, usually it guesses in there and gets it right.
Yeah.
Every year it guesses a different
game.
It's
the Oscars. It's the Oscars. Birdman's gonna win.
Oh, no, the car's getting really close. In fact, it's close enough, Jackson, that I think you can read out the number plate. What does
I
it say?
I think it says M-A-R-A-D-S.
Oh, God! It's not swerving!
It's Jason Moratz!
Oh, my God, it's Jason Moratz!
We're going to freaking crash! Wait, no, it's Mr. Ads!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.
Shout out to Mud.
Shout out to Mud.
Another tragic car accident, but this time we're all okay yet again.
Yep.
Hayden can't die because he's still a fart ghost.
Yeah, that is true.
And you still stink.
Yeah.
And do you know what the opposite of stinky things is?
Smelly good things? Some stinks are nice.
No scent.
What's your favorite stink at all?
Well, my favorite, like, pungent odor?
Best pungent, gotta go out to, leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Love leaves.
Like nasty, leaves. Dank leaves?
Yeah.
My favorite stink, and it's a good stink, it smells nice,
Yeah. Is
the thumbcramspod@gmail.com emails. Okay. From listeners of this show.
Sounds like a segue. I'm not
okay.
a fan.
Yeah, fair enough.
This first email is from James.
Hi, James.
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
Dear idiots with bad brains and maybe smarter, less bad-brained guests.
No, sorry.
Yes. Not this week, James. Not this week. Yeah. My name is James. I'm not a coward. And
my
I'm
name
from...
is James. Sorry.
My name, James.
It's whipping the cup for so long.
My name is James.
My name is James.
And I'm...
King of the castle.
Whoa, Borat.
Wait, is he Borat or the guy from that movie?
I don't know. The name just, the voice just sounds similar.
It does. It
well,
does.
James is not a coward, and James is from the city people love to hate, Canberra.
Oh, okay.
Just listening to your podcast reviewing Just Cause 2, and it made me think of the first time I ever played it.
Okay.
Let me set the stage for you. We're having a party at a friend's, enhancing our evening with some alcohol, Mary Jane, Disco Biscuits, and Lucy in the Sky, if you get my drift.
I don't understand what any of that means.
Drugs.
Whoa.
I was taking it literally. And I was like, how does Hayden not understand?
What do you think a literal disco biscuit was?
The human experience is a wide, myriad, beautiful thing, Hayden.
Well, James often had gaming sessions where the session, while having sessions of other sorts, I usually played Mission by Mission or Death by Death. But for some reason, this night was playing Death by Death. Well, you say some reason like that was a mystery, but it sounds like it's something you usually do.
Yeah, did you say sometimes I would play Death by Death, and for some reason, tonight I did that. Okay, James.
So some
my
crazy
name James.
Reason.
Go my on, name James.
My name is James.
Please, hurry.
This is my neighbor, James.
My neighbor, James.
Now
I get the window? James must get the window.
Oh, it's good that we're one line into the first email.
Now, I don't know if it was the perfect combination of substances or just my inner gamer ubermensch coming out, But I got into the zone where somehow I played for over 12 hours straight.
With no death?
Somehow couldn't be killed, and with the only stopper for drinks, smoking some sort of plant-based product, and toilet breaks.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Shout out to toilet breaks.
Shout out to toilet breaks. And shout out to Mud.
Shout out to Mud.
Shout out to nephews.
Shout out to toilet breaks.
Shout out to toilet breaks.
James is a nephew?
No, James will be the son of a nephew.
James is the son of a nephew.
Oh, he's the son of a nephew. Yeah.
Well, he could be a son of a nephew, son of an uncle.
Yeah.
Father of a brother.
Maybe.
Maybe. These are all things you could
well,
be.
Well, he's probably the son of a brother.
At the start,
you could also be a father of a brother.
That's true, you can
My
be.
Dad's a father of a brother. My brother's the son of an uncle.
He's a father of two brothers.
Yeah.
At the start of this segment, I said that the car crash didn't affect us, but I'm worried we all hit our heads
together. I think we got brain damage.
Violently.
Yeah, possibly.
We're in trouble.
Also, do you good folk remember the media player on the Xbox 360? If I remember correctly, both it and the OG Xbox had options to play your own music while you played your game. You could also control the visuals with both first and second player controllers. My friends and I spent many, many, many nights controlling the visuals and tripping absolute balls.
Hell yeah.
B-A-W-L.
That's awesome.
Cool. That's how you know he's a cool drug guy.
Substances. And then James signs off. P.S. Although I have no proof I'm not a virgin, I've never been embarrassed to buy video games. But that saying, I grew up as a kid that built computers with their dad with parts they got from computer fairs. And went to LAN parties, both at friends' houses and halls full of 200 to 300 nerds, all sharing games and porn, but the porn was secretly viruses. But I probably got all of my embarrassment out of my system very early.
Yeah.
As I said, not a coward, James from Canberra.
Don't sell yourself short, James. There's more embarrassment to be had.
Yeah.
Well, that actually lines up perfectly with our next email, which is from Max. Subject, thumb cramps embarrassed me in front of the Speaker of the House of Commons.
Shout out to the Speaker of the House of Commons. Shout out to nephews. Shout out to Munch. Go on.
Max says, I live in a small village in the north of England, and our one claim to fame is that the Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, lives here.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Sir Lindsay Hoyle.
We have done a shout out to him as Speaker of the Commons.
Yeah, we already done it.
Separately. I think it's worth separately.
He might also be a nephew too. So.
Yeah, he's a son of a nephew. Shout out to nephews.
Go on.
I was just listening to my video game boyfriends read out some emails while walking to the shops when I saw him queuing up outside the Chippy. I smiled at him as I passed, and right as he smiled back at me, Dusha read out the email about the guy who let... whose wife let him run a Hot Wheels car over her nude body as a birthday treat. I laughed and Lindsay looked upset. I was wearing pretty small earbuds, so chances are he didn't realize I was listening to something and just thought I was laughing at his face.
That's so funny.
I've already half doxed myself by saying where I live, but I'm not a coward. Love, Max.
That's awesome. I once was listening to one of our podcasts. This was years ago, and I was on the tram, and I laughed out loud, and this small, angry old guy across from me, he squinted and then pointed at me, and as he got off the tram, he's like, "Hey, be careful who you laugh at, mate." And then he got off the tram.
That's weird.
Yeah, he was. I was like, "I'm laughing at me."
You listen to your own podcast?
Yeah, I'm funny. Only podcast Jackson likes.
And my friends are funny too.
Yeah.
And to bring home the email section of the show,
this
is from CJ. Subject, pissing and the Nintendo Switch, TM.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey guys, I just wanted to share a story my cousin told me that sparked a mini argument and see where you guys fall. The basic gist is that he believes you shouldn't play the Switch while you're on the toilet, and here's why.
Okay.
The gems?
About a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how I've played the majority of Resident Evil 5 on my Switch while on the toilet, to which he got really confused and asked, "How do you keep yourself from peeing on the Switch while you play?"
which then
sparked a whole debate on what the hell he meant. Basically, he was describing how sometimes when men take a shit, sometimes a little bit of piss comes out too, and apparently my cousin just lets it fire everywhere because he said that sometimes he gets piss on his phone if
what
he's using it while shitting.
Oh my God. All right, first off, I don't think it's possible to shit without doing a bit of piss.
Yeah, you do a bit of piss.
Yeah, you always do
a bit. It's not a sometimes thing. It's an every time thing.
Second off, what?
That's so funny. You can't control it, apparently.
Yeah.
Does your cousin pee with a boner every time?
On his phone. What? Is he like in such a laid back position? Like he's leaning back so his dick is like up? I think he's got to lean forward.
Does he place the phone in the toilet bowl
and watch it through his legs?
I have had occasion where... the angle of pissing if I'm sitting down, the angle of piston has been such where it accidentally hits the seat itself, and because of surface tension or whatnot, it slips in between seat and the bowl and comes down the other. That's happened to me. That.
Okay.
But I cannot conceive. I cannot conceive of a scenario where I'm sitting down and it comes back up at me. That is insanity.
Because penis dangled down.
Yeah, yeah. Gravity.
Phone held above penis. Piss come out tip of penis.
Yeah.
Aim down.
Why is your dick
phone
up?
Above where piss aim?
What the f- Jeff?
No! What the it. Jeff?
What the what Jeff? The
but that's a good question. What the Jeff?
Can
what
I
the
give
Jeff?
You this? Can I give you the thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeff.
Okay, that's good. My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff. Do you guys remember that movie where he said, my name is Jeff?
Yeah, that's 22 Jump Street.
I do recall that.
That guy slept with that guy's daughter.
Which movie is it where he goes, very nice. Which movie is that?
That's 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street, starring Borat.
CJ assured his cousin that he's never pissed on his Switch, and he got into a whole different issue about how it's unsanitary. So, what do you guys think? Is it okay to shit and play your Nintendo Switch at the same time, or is the risk of piss and poop particles in the air too disgusting for video games?
Okay, well, that's... Yeah, so piss and poop particles, that would happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Particles. Streams of pee?
Yeah.
No, I think likely. You're fine.
You can play the Switch in the toilet.
If you're on your phone in the toilet, you have no leg to stand on.
Exactly.
If you piss on your phone, you may as well piss on your Switch.
Exactly.
Yeah, your Switch is just a big phone, so if you're comfortable shitting on your phone, shit on your Switch.
And also, you don't hold your Switch up to your face, so really the phone's worse.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
True.
You got shit particles on your hand, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You touched a doorknob, you've probably got shit particles on your hand.
Escape
you can't
it.
Escape
so,
the shit.
Yeah.
CJ says, cousin, if you're somehow listening to this and thinking it may be you, it is, and I'm not sorry.
It's absolutely CJ. You, cousin. You got a weird dick.
It shoots off. Weird...
Maybe it's like a hook.
Whoa.
That's interesting. Interesting.
Hook hand, man hand, car door.
Piss phone.
Sweaty.
Piss phone.
It's okay, sweaty. I'll go.
Well, the next part of the show is we head to the review section and we read out 5-star reviews, which we absolutely have earned this week.
Yeah, I think so. I believe so.
So this first review, 5 stars. The subject says 10 thumbs.
Yeah.
And the review says, smoke cigarettes and buy every Nintendo game.
That is true. I do believe that.
And the next 5-star review, subject 5 stars. It's given us 5 stars. Yeah. And the review is 5 stars?
Okay.
5 stars.
Okay.
5 stars?
They ended it on an unsure note.
Yeah, which again, if they are listening to this week's episode, fair enough.
Yeah, I get it. That's
but if you are listening to this podcast, the one thing you got to do is you got to head to wherever you're listening to it.
Yes.
You got to just hammer in 5 stars.
Yes.
If you're driving, you don't even need to pull over.
Like,
just
hey,
reach
Siri.
To your phone.
It genuinely, it helps us a lot. It's worth doing. We're not just doing it because it's a silly bit, though it is.
It is silly, but...
But it also helps us a great deal and it gets more eyeballs on the show and that means we can keep making
eyeballs.
The show.
And more earballs.
And more earballs on the show.
It also does a very funny thing, listeners, which means that if we've got a high amount of 5-star reviews, we get crazy collaborations and then that's kind of a joke on them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, incur us on others.
And you can also try and trick Doucher into saying a swear.
Yeah, that's true. You can try
that.
That
is
too.
Something you can do. I will catch it though. Don't even try.
Yeah.
But
no one's ever succeeded. The Doucher knows about.
And yeah, like things like us getting invited to PAX. They look at our 5 stars, they're like, yeah, let these boys in. And then we record the first ever podcast on the floor of PAX.
Yeah, exactly. The second ever podcast.
Son of a nephew.
Yeah. So shout out to Thumbcramps.
Shout
5 stars. If you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Review us on however you're listening. We pull reviews from everywhere now, so just get it done. And thank you so much for joining us in this car journey, Hayden and Adam. Adam, where can we find you?
You can find me currently on the road in between Melbourne and Sydney, but also you can find me at Retro Archetype on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and I'm sure other platforms. I also host the D&D show, D&D is for Nerds. There's the shout out to D&D is for Nerds.
Shout out to D&D is for Nerds.
Shout out to Mud.
Shout out to Mud.
And
great
Hayden
substance.
And Hayden.
Top 10 substances.
My name is Hayden, and I do a podcast called Shut Up a Second. You guys are all on it all the time. Mm-hmm. We just have, it's just, we do silly buggers. We have a little chat, and we pick a topic, and then we do the facts and the history of the topic, and mostly we don't do really any research or talk about the topic.
Nice.
And it makes you dumber if you listen to it.
Yes.
Yeah, we're about to record one right after we do this.
And you can hear that yesterday. And
you can hear that
Imagine
yesterday.
Imagine how that's going to sound.
It's going to sound bad, I think. Yeah.
We'll see.
Also, we just recorded a D&D is for Nerds or D&D is for Car.
Yeah.
Might take a while for that to be released.
Might take a while for that to come.
Yeah, that'll come out at some point. But yeah, we did D&D in the car, so.
Left on an exciting cliffhanger, which yes. will be resolved with a 20-part series, I believe.
I think that was the decision. Yeah, so go listen to that.
Definitely. That will definitely happen.
Subscribe to D&D's for Nerds and Further Adventures of the Greyhill Free Company. You'll find it there.
And thank you, everyone. And
thank you, Sydney.
Thank you, Sydney. Thank you, Xbox 360.
Yeah.
It's been a beautiful month of beautiful episodes with beautiful guests and a fart ghost.
And who knows what's going to happen next
and
month.
And next weekend, if you're in Melbourne and you're at PAX, we will be there. We'll be wandering around. We're going to do the second ever, first ever podcast live from the floor of PAX. It's the first ever podcast sequel to be recorded at PAX.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
They're going to let us in and touch stuff, which is crazy.
I'm going to get my grubby little fingers all over that frickin' place.
Yeah. So if you see us, come say hey. If we're recording the podcast, you might be in it.
Yeah, come say hey. Don't be scared.
Don't be frightened. We are your video game boyfriends.
That's
and until
true.
Next month, have a great Xtember, and we'll see you soon.
Good gaming.
Game on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.